Hey, trendsetters. For today's product review, I tried Curl Rehab Tea Tree and Green Tea 2-in-1 Soothing Treatment for Dry Scalp. Will this two-step hair treatment equal one amazing wash day, or is it just double the work for half the payoff? Will this leave my scalp feeling moisturized or high and dry? Should you love it or leave it? Before I get to that, thank you guys for sending me ideas of products to try. Please keep them coming. DM me on Instagram. I am at Mara S. Compo. Let me know what you're curious about. I will check it out for you. I will spend the money. I will do the work. And don't forget to enter for the giveaway. I will be giving away a super duper amazing gift box of my absolute favorite products. Hundreds of dollars worth of skincare, makeup, and wellness products. I'll be giving away a different box every few months. Here's how to enter. Leave a 5-star Apple review for this podcast and make sure to leave your Instagram handle in the body of the review. And here is the best part. You only need to enter one time to be eligible to win. Every single time I do a box giveaway, those are great odds. So enter to win now. Okay, so now to the Curl Rehab Tea Tree and Green Tea 2-in-1 Soothing Treatment for Dry Scalp. Scalp health is a really big trend right now. We're actually doing a full episode on why it's important and the best scalp care routine, so please keep an eye out for that. But basically, the idea is that your scalp is just skin on your head, but it's probably the most neglected skin on your whole body. That is changing a lot now, as many of us are realizing that healthy hair starts with a healthy scalp, and just like the skin on your face, your scalp needs to be clean and well moisturized. So that's where products like this come in. And that's what made me take notice when I stumbled upon this at the drugstore. So this is a 2-in-1 treatment. It's two packets, two separate products, two separate packets that are joined in the middle so that you're buying one packet. One side is a tea tree cooling oil treatment. It has a really cute pic of tea tree leaves. And it says that it will soothe and condition your dry scalp. That's that side. The other side is a green tea revitalizing mask that has a drawing of cute little green tea leaves, which, to be honest, look very much like the tea tree leaves, but, you know, whatever. And it says that this is going to provide deep conditioning. This is conditioning while soothing the scalp and replenishing moisture. Packaging says that this is vegan and free of parabens, mineral oil, petroleum, and sulfates. Okay, so that's the product. So I tried it in the shower. The first issue with me was the instructions. The instructions are very confusing. Hard to see how you could create confusing instructions for basically what's conditioner, but they managed to do it because they say that you can customize it 4 different ways. I will spare you the details, but basically there are 4 separate instructions which are made even more confusing by the fact that this is a 2-step system. So what I decide in one step influences what I'm going to do in the other step. It is way more thinking than I want to do when I'm washing my hair. So I just settled on the easiest option, which is to apply the tea tree oil treatment for 1 minute, rinse it out, then apply the green tea mask, leave that on for 5 minutes, and rinse it out. Okay, so that was issue number 1. Issue number 2, the package was incredibly difficult to open. There was no tear point. It's a package. There was no perforated tearing point. I ended up having to use my teeth. It was in the shower. It was messy. Where am I supposed to put the packet in between the steps? So now at this point, I'm irritated before I've even started using the product. Okay, but I wanted to approach it with an open mind. So the tea tree product, which was step 1, has this really amazing whipped texture. So I loved that. And it had little flecks of leaf in it. Not crazy about that. Smelled really, really good. Smells like minty. Put that in. When I washed it out, all of my irritation was gone. All was forgiven because everything on my head felt tingly and cool and open. It was like I had put Vicks VapoRub all over my head. So I loved that. Like even my sinuses were like open. Okay, now the green tea mask. It also had that amazing whipped texture, really nice color, like a pale green. And it smelled divine, like not minty at all, but almost kind of cucumbery, like an expensive spa. So I applied that and then I rinsed it out. So that was the deal. Okay, so did I love it or am I going to leave it? This is a really tricky one for me because I did not enjoy the overall experience. The instructions were confusing. The packet was hard to maneuver in the shower, but I did like the products. I loved the tea tree treatment. I loved that cooling effect. But then the mask, I didn't love so much. It wasn't even remotely as moisturizing as I hoped it would be. I still had to use leave-in conditioner after that. So I was curious. I did a little digging and I found that Curl Rehab sells the exact same product in a bottle. One bottle, which is a 2-in-1 product with both of the elements, exact same thing combined in a bottle. And they sell it as a co-wash, which is a shampoo and conditioner in one. So knowing that, I'm going to say leave the two-step treatment. I did not love it. Leave it. But maybe try the bottle version. Don't forget to enter for the giveaway. 5-star Apple review with your Instagram name in the body of the review. Please keep those ideas coming. DM me on Instagram at Mara S. Campo. Product reviews every Monday and Wednesday, and new full-length episodes of The Trend Reporter every Tuesday and Friday.